This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Branson, Missouri, Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. In actuality, I'm in Israel. Tune in, log on, however they say it in modern day vernacular, to our homepage, billybrim.com or billybrim.org. That's B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M, all one word, lowercase. And there I'll be doing a blog to keep you up on what's happening in the fig tree. Three groups of people, the Jews, the nations, the church, and all of them have place in prophetic scripture. We're looking at the book of Ephesians and the glorious church, and today I'm reading you from the Bullinger Bible with comments done by, it's actually named, called the Companion Bible, comments by E.W. Bullinger. If you want to buy one online from us, you may, or you can get it from your local bookstore. The Companion Bible, this is his introduction to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians is the second of the great textbooks of doctrinal instruction for believers in this dispensation. In Romans is set forth all the truth concerning the standing of the sinner in Christ as having died and then risen with him. Now we are taken to a further stage and taught that the sinner not only died, but he rose again in Christ. And he is now in Christ's sight and purpose seated with Christ in the heavenlies. Romans ends with a reference to the revelation of the mystery. Ephesians takes up that subject and unfolds it to us. The keynote of Ephesians is struck in the opening words, verse 3, which prove that its sphere is heavenly. Folks, the sphere of the church in the book of Ephesians is heavenly. I think sometimes we've been too earthly, too earthbound. The book of Ephesians makes it very clear that the realm of operation of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is from the right hand of the Father in the heavenlies. Now, Bullinger says, the keynote is struck in the opening words, verse 3, which prove that its sphere is heavenly. I'll read verse 3 to you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. King James says in heavenly places in Christ, but you can see that that word places is italicized. The Greek says, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. Back to Bullinger. The keynote is struck in the opening words, verse 3, which prove that its sphere is heavenly. In it is revealed the great secret of this dispensation of grace, that individual sinners among Jews and Gentiles are being called out and formed into the church, which is his body, in which there is neither Jew nor Gentile, and that this church should be to the praise of the glory of his grace throughout eternity. Ephesians 2:7. And an object lesson, the church is an object lesson, so to speak, to supramundane rulers and authorities in the heavenlies. Chapter 3, verse 10. Of the glorious purpose hitherto hidden in God, of him in heading up in one all things in a dispensation of fullness of times, having Christ personal as its glorified head and Christ mystical, the glorified members together with him of his body. This was the secret hid from the ages and from the generations, which Paul was not permitted to make known unto the sons of men until the period of Israel's national probation was closed by the pronouncement of the decree in Acts 28:25-28. But that decree once declared, he is authorized to communicate by revelation, by prophetic writings, the secrets which had been revealed to him by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Paul's revelation of the church of Jesus Christ. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he has chosen us, the church, in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. The church can stand in his presence once again. Our place throughout eternity is before the face of the Father. The word before in the Hebrew is lifnei, to the face. The church, and only the church, is seated at the right hand of the Father in his very glorious presence. Now I'm going to read to you from the Numerical Bible their overview of the book of Ephesians. The epistle to the Ephesians carries us to the height of Christian position. It is, as we well know, the epistle of the heavenly places. Christ is seated there, and we are seated together in him. The very scene of our conflict is in the heavenlies. Remember, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but we have authority over principalities and powers, might and dominion in those heavenlies. We'll get to that later. In this, there is a correspondence between the book of Ephesians and the book of Joshua. Just as Israel had to gain possession, practically, of that which was their own by God's gifts, so are we taught here to get possession of that which is our own in the heavens. You know, there's a verse in the book of Joshua where God comes and says to Joshua, "You are old and stricken in years, and there is still much land to be possessed." It wasn't God's will that he didn't possess it, and he particularly mentioned Gaza. The Gaza Strip, where they're having so much trouble today, Israel did not in all of its history correctly possess the Gaza Strip, and it is a trouble spot today. But church, have we possessed the promised land of being seated at the right hand of the Father? Of taking dominion over the evil spirits that fill the very air about us? Bless the Lord. We can and we must be the glorious church that the book of Ephesians talks to us about. And I do hope you order our CDs and DVDs that we just did in the book of Ephesians and the glorious church, our eschatology seminar. Going back to reading from the Numerical Bible's overview of Ephesians, it is true that Romans, in the announcement of our place in Christ before God, virtually involves the heavenly position, but it's not worked out in that book. We have in Romans the head of the new creation, in Galatians the new creation itself, but only briefly indicated. In Ephesians, we get, in a sense, beyond this. The new creation is in contrast, as its head is, with the old creation and the first Adam. Here we have all things headed up in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth. We look backward to see God's purpose toward us before the world was. That's what he told us in verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Now we're looking back to read again from the Numerical Bible comments. We look backward to see God's purpose toward us before the world was. We look forward in Ephesians to see God's grace manifested to the principalities and powers in heavenly places, in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus, and to divine glory manifested in the church through Christ Jesus throughout the ages. Thus we have the widest scope of view anywhere in the New Testament. Backwards before the world was, forward into the ages which are to come. What a book, this book of Ephesians. It's our promised land to be possessed. Hallelujah. In this book we have the full revelation of what had been a mystery hid in God from the ages and generations through all the age times. And Paul himself is the special minister of this, to bring men into the fullness of the blessing. Hallelujah. Everything in the book of Ephesians, as we might expect in an epistle of this character, is based upon the will, the purpose of God, which all the way through is prominently before us. We see in the book of Ephesians who we are as individuals. We see in the book of Ephesians the temple that God is building, the building, the edifice to fill with his glory. And we see in the book of Ephesians the body of Christ. The closest relationship, nothing can be closer than the relation of a body to its head. We are the fullness or complement, says the apostle, of him that filleth all in all. And as members of his body, we are to be those through whom he works out his mind throughout eternity. For the body, as is plain, is the instrument of the mind, and the Spirit of God is that which unites and energizes the whole together for his purpose. This is not a transitory blessing. It is not something connected simply with this world. But in this world, we are growing up in all things to the perfect manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We see a conflict in the book of Ephesians with principalities and powers. The whole of Satan in this being to keep us out of the practical possession of that which he knows God has destined for us. Hallelujah! Bless the Lord. Our blessings are heavenly, and we are shown to be, in the back and the last of this book, the very body and bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a book! What a glory! What a blessing! I do trust you can get the CDs, $65 for 8 sessions. These are long sessions worth your money. DVDs, $85. We have the Glory Manifest. You will have some good times with us. And the set for $125, or we will send you absolutely free Brother Hagin's mini book, Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book, In Him, which teaches you how to ferret from the Word of God and the letters who you are in Christ, particularly in the book of Ephesians. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or go online and order online. And there are a number of ways for you to get these things that God is emphasizing in our lives right now. Who we are. The manifestation of his glory must take place in us. And this is Billy Brim saying to you, grace and shalom until we meet again tomorrow, right here. Shalom, shalom. Until then.